This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Dauphin County officials have released the audio of the 911 call made by alleged arsonist Cody Ballmer after a Molotov cocktail was thrown into the dining room of Governor Josh Shapiro's mansion last weekend. Ballmer begins the minute and 13-second call by saying he wants to apologize, but he doesn't say what for. Instead, he gives a sort of brief manifesto.
Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that Cody Ballmer will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people.
Ballmer goes on to say Shapiro should get his eyes off of Ballmer's daughters, though it's not clear what he may be talking about. Seemingly referring to the war in Gaza, he says he's tired of offering extensions of peace, and he tries to justify his violence to the operator.
I wish no harm onto anyone, but that man, he is doing serious, serious harm to probably yourself included.
He promises to confess to everything, then he hangs up. He turned himself in to a Pennsylvania state trooper shortly after the call. He ended the call by promising to turn himself in.
You all know where to find me. I'm not hiding, and I will confess to everything that I had done.
Ballmer denied to the judge in his case that he was mentally ill, though his mother says he does have that mental illness and he had gone off his meds. His public defender says his hearing to determine competency to stand trial will be continued. Well, this is a busy weekend at Christopher's Chocolates in Newtown Square. KYW's Pat Loeb reports Christopher's has been a source for filling Easter baskets for nearly 40 years.
I'm Christopher. I am the Christopher of Christopher's Chocolates.
Christopher Lamparelli was just a baby in 1986 when his grandfather retired from banking and bought a candy shop to keep his math brain busy.
Doing the equivalent of QuickBooks is why he bought a candy store, which is an odd motivation for having a candy store, but it worked out for the rest of us really well.
Lamparelli has been running the business for nearly 15 years. He says Easter is one of the busiest times of year, and this year it's been busier than usual.
I think part of it is the later Easter, so like people have been in since St. Patrick's Day buying Easter candy, and so some people have bought stuff, eaten it, and had to come back for a second one.
Customer Marion was making a second trip, but not because the first round was gone.
I made baskets for my five grandchildren, and now my daughter said she misses having baskets, and she's 45. So I'm coming in to make a basket for my adult daughter.
In Newtown Square, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a big night Friday night at Citizens Bank Park, not just because the Phillies were beating up on the Miami Marlins. One Phillies player had a big surprise for a group of local ball players making memories of their own every Sunday night. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the story.
Phillies relief pitcher Matt Strom found out about the Newtown Edgemont Angels through his agent, who's been involved with the Senior Challenger baseball team for years. So when Strom signed with the Phillies back in 2023, it was only a matter of time before he got to know the Angels.
They invited us out to a game Sunday night. We watched them, and I mean, fell in love with them.
It's why Strom invited the team to Citizens Bank Park before a game and partnered with local sports juggernaut Victus to give each player new belts and gloves with their nicknames stitched on the leather.
They're the happiest people on earth, so, I mean, to make them happier, it's kind of crazy, but, you know, they're they're going to talk about it for weeks, and every time I show up to the field, they're all going to show me their gloves, so it's cool.
The Challenger Division of Little League Baseball is an adapted form of the game catered to children and teens with physical and intellectual disabilities. The Senior Division, where the Angels play, has no age limit and is for players 15 and up. Gary Brooks is one of the Angels' coaches.
It's been a great experience for them to be able to see, A, the Major League ballpark, and then B, the ability to see where the Major League baseball is being played.
At Citizens Bank Park, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Run or walk or just come for the day of fun to help save animals' lives at an event planned this month at Westchester Park. KYW's John McDevitt reports it's the Brandywine Valley SPCA's largest community fundraising event of the year.
The BVSPCA has been holding the Walk for Paws event for more than 30 years. This year, there are all sorts of things planned, including a 5K color run, 1K walk, a pet costume contest, yoga with puppies, vendors and food trucks, and of course, adoptable animals. Sarah Smith is the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for Brandywine Valley SPCA.
We still have availability for vendors if you'd like to come on and have a table at our event. There's still spaces open to be a vendor. And also, it's not too late to register. You can register a whole team and raise funds to help animals in your community, or you can register as an individual and set up your fundraising account.
The event will be held Saturday, April 26th at West Goshen Community Park in Westchester from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information can be found at walkforpaws.com. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thank you, John. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.